welcome to another broadcast entitled Plain and Simple. Today we're going to be talking about wolves among the sheep. That is a serious problem. We're going to be looking at it. Stay tuned for our broadcast today. Occurs seven times in the Word of God, and is always in the context of warning us about some people with the disposition of a wolf. Jesus warned his faithful followers about wolves that they would face in the world. He said, "Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves." Matthew 10:16. In Luke 10:13, he said, "Go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves." In both of these verses, Christ sent his disciples into wolf territory. In both of these verses, he said, "I send you forth." But he also warned about wolves that would come into the church. He said in Matthew 7:15, "Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves." To beware is to be on the lookout, to be on guard for Satan's wolves who will come to you. Notice this pack of wolves appears as prophets in sheep's clothing, but inwardly, they are ravening wolves. Paul also warned us that grievous wolves would enter in among you, not sparing the flock, Acts 20:29. Peter warned in 2 Peter 2:1, "There shall be false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false prophets among you, who privily or secretly will bring in damnable heresies." The pastor has been given the awesome responsibility of protecting God's sheep. We would do well to remember that they are his sheep. The phrase "my sheep" occurs 10 times in the Bible. Christ said that he that is a hireling careth not for the sheep. John 10:11-12. When Jesus said, "Feed my sheep," he didn't suggest we allow the wolves to feed with him. It is plain and it is simple. Warnings are given for a reason. The wolves are going to attempt to enter in among the sheep. The phrase "among you" occurs 40 times in the New Testament, in the context of the local church. It is not difficult to spot the wolves, even though they are in sheep's clothing. They will sooner or later expose themselves by how they act. They will speak things that are contrary to sound doctrine. And it is the pastor's responsibility to know what sound doctrine is and what it is not. In D.L. Moody's message entitled The Result of True Repentance, Moody said, "For the past few years, I have been a good deal more anxious for a deep and true work in professing converts than I have for great numbers. I believe we are making a woeful mistake in taking so many people into the church who have never truly been convicted of sin." Those people are wolves. It is plain and it is simple. Pastors are to keep the wolves away from the sheep.